Georgia, in our past chats, I don't think we've ever looked at that factor of travelling back and forwards to training and home is. So as a player, what kind of effect does that have on you?
It's a real big commitment to have. You know, I travelled from Essex to Surrey for the past couple of years, and actually it kind of becomes the normal. Like when people ask me, oh my God, you're driving to Surrey tonight after work. I'm like, yeah, it's just a normal thing to do. But actually you do get to a point in the season and you are exhausted, and it is the travelling that is such a burden on your training, just because you're not training to your full capacity, just because you are tired, especially when the season gets going. And it's not just the travelling to training, it's the travelling to away games as well. I mean, yeah, it's really, really hard. But, you know, you go there, you do it, the girls are great, the team's great, so it's all worthwhile.
Eventually it takes its toll then, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I have kind of got to a point this season where I'm quite looking forward to just really give more time to training, because I'm not spending 3 hours in a car, sort of round trip. So, you know, those 3 hours I can actually do something with. I can do my S&C, I can do my prehab mobility, individual-based stuff. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to utilising that time a little bit more efficiently as well.
Oh, 6 hours if your Instagram post was anything to go by the other day.
I know, that M25 traffic is so unpredictable. I think that's the worst one that I've ever been stuck in.
Being closer to the action and the team, obviously, you're going to be more mentally alert to some extent as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, the less time you spend in a car, the more time you can have at home preparing for a game. I quite like to just sort of keep myself to myself before games, just sort of focusing on the job that we've got to do. So that could become quite hard, you know, if you're driving and you're driving yourself to meet the coach, or if we're playing at home, you know, you're obviously focusing on other different things. So I'm really looking forward to that. And like I said, I'm just really looking forward to having a little bit more time to focus on my training and my individual based stuff, as well as the team-based stuff as well.
How much of a fact that you're studying there play a part?
Yeah, huge. I mean, when I chose to go to University of Hertfordshire, obviously there are a few Super League teams around the area. So, yeah, it's a massive part. My partner's also studying there as well. So in terms of lifestyle, it's just better for us. So, you know, you're quite selfish as an athlete, I suppose. So it's quite nice to actually take him into account as well. And, you know, I'm studying here. I can go to morning training sessions, S&C sessions, go do my lectures, and then on my lunch break maybe do a little bit more, or be able to actually, you know, have some time for myself for my studies before then going out and training again in the evening. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to having that.
Tell me a little bit about the gap between the end of the season and when you start to look about the season ahead. Does your phone start to go? Do you get emails from other people trying to tempt you with a carrot saying, ooh, come and join us?
Yeah, well, for me this season, it was a really different one, the off-season. You know, I've either been sort of in the West London area where I went to university first of all, or I've lived in Essex. So for me, there's never really been any question to leave Surrey Storm. Whereas this year, I knew that my life was going to be completely different in terms of moving location. I knew sort of from, I would say, June time that I was going to be living in Hertfordshire and studying at the university. So yeah, you do start to think actually what's best for you sort of lifestyle wise, and this is actually the first off season that I've actually really had to think about, you know, what is going to be best for me next year. Mm. And can I actually do that commute and still give 100% to the team? And I just felt like for me studying such an intense course, you know, I'm studying sort of 70 hours a week, being able to do that commute to Surrey, I just couldn't do it. It wouldn't be fair to the franchise, because I wouldn't be able to commit 100%. And it wouldn't really be fair to me in terms of my training and my development as well. So, yeah, I definitely started to have those conversations quite early on. And when Mavericks asked me to sign for them, I was more than happy to do so. They're a great team.
Easy to say you're a Storm Ledge. I've just given you that title, and I get the sense that you're maybe blushing a little bit, but you are a massive fan's fave.
Yeah, you know, I have played some of my best netball at Surrey Storm. I've had great experiences to be coached by some of the best coaches in the league, in England, I'd say. So, you know, the fans are great. You know, they stuck by us the past 2 years, where it has been a difficult 2 years, where we've gone through that transition. So, you know, I can't thank them enough for their loyalty, for their constant support. You know, always first on Twitter to tweet us well done, or, you know, really thought you had a good game, or, you know, you'll get it next time. So yeah, they are fantastic. And actually leaving Storm was actually quite a hard choice in terms of leaving the fans and leaving the team. We are a family. We do have that culture at Storm. So that was actually really hard to leave.
I seem to remember speaking at Tamsin once, and I ended up rattling a load of things where she'd achieved at Storm and with the franchise. So top of my head, here goes. Nay, Tom Rez, that belief Tamsin had in you. Those kind of things.
You know, for me, Tamsin was a massively influential part of my game. She took me from sort of a wing defence at the age of 18, 19, and really put in some hard work to turn me into sort of the mid-court wing attack player that I am today. And I can't thank her enough for that. The support team, so obviously Nay, Tom, that you mentioned, they were great. And actually that year when we won it the second time, that was fantastic, because the culture that we had there, the team that we had there, was just fantastic. It was a very, very special group of players and support staff. And I think for me, that's going to be my best memory from Surrey Storm. Yeah, definitely.
You know, Strange is the cat rat as well. So is the fact that she's director of netball just that little bit easier, because you know how she demands and wants the best from everybody?
Yeah, you know, when we had cat coaches in that year where we won it, sort of 2016, I think it was. You know, I really liked her style of coaching, the input that she had, her relationship with the team. I thought it was fantastic. So, you know, when Mavericks asked me to sign, knowing that Kat, you know, was director of netball, she was sort of leading the helm as it is, then, you know, there was no second thoughts about my choice.
And the fact that it's Benicoss Mavs making no difference at all. Nice little bit of friendly rivalry, but you'll thrive on that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's a team that I'm playing for now. And, you know, new team, new setup, new environment, new coaches, new players. And for me, that's really, really exciting, because I haven't had that for sort of 8 years, where, you know, I was at Surrey Storm coming up through their junior ranks into the Super League side. So, yeah, I'm just really, really excited to see what the next year brings.
You look good in duck egg, so a change of colours for the 2019 season. Have you done a photo shoot yet? How are you in purple?
No, not yet. We had some media stuff, just for sort of player announcements and things like that. And I actually laughed about this to some of the uni lot. I actually don't own anything purple. I had to go out and buy myself some purple training kit, because everything in my sports wardrobe is duck egg blue. And I didn't actually realise that until now.
You'll be going into another season being part of Mizuno. What's their support meant to you?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, supported by Mizuno this year. I love their footwear, their trainers. I love the support that they give to athletes and teams. The fact, you know, that they are sponsoring Mavericks is fantastic. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to obviously working with them again. I may have to ask them for some purple training kit.
Fast Five's on its way in October. You've got to love that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm so excited for Fast Five. Last year, it was such a great event. Just a real good start to the season. Fitness-wise, it's a lot of running. but no, the atmosphere that there is, first time sort of out there playing as a team, although it's a different style of game. Yeah, and everyone's just really there to have fun. Obviously, you want to be there to win. But yeah, everyone's there just have a really good time. And the crowd are great. They get involved. The atmosphere is just fantastic.
Mavs, last season, did they surprise you where they finished? Obviously, you were still with Storm, but were you watching over your shoulder towards the end of the season? Because you were both after that fourth spot in the end.
Yeah, I suppose I was quite surprised, actually. I thought last year they had an absolutely fantastic team. You know, I think they just had a few unlucky games, a few players injured at the wrong time. I mean, it's never a good time. But yeah, I think they were just really, really unlucky that they just missed out on top four last year.
You'll have heard some of the squad in the great plan. Lindsay, Sasha, George Fisher. So should Mavs fans be excited?
Yeah, I think they should definitely be excited. I mean, they've got that real blend of experienced players, younger players coming through the ranks, giving them some time on court, some really big names that they've signed this year. And I think Kat's done a fantastic job at signing over the off-season. And I think that goes a lot to say about the culture that they're creating at Mavericks. you know, and that's something that actually I'm really excited to be a part of and to actually build with over the next year or so.
I don't even ask you if you can give me a clue, because she'll have me.
Yeah, she'll have me as well. But I can't.
Well, best of luck with it, and speak soon, all right?
Perfect. Thanks, Andy.